This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Gone, gone, the damage done.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. The NASCAR Cup Series is coming to Homestead Miami Speedway, and we've got your chance to win tickets to see NASCAR at its finest. High-stakes, adrenaline-fueled racing with NASCAR's top drivers. You guys can win. Just go to WQM.com on the contest page. So, it pains me to bring this up because I don't know if this is Frog Boy being right or Frog Boy being wrong. But you know how much he hates the Kelce brothers, particularly Travis. Hates him.
Scum. Still no valid reason.
Scum.
Well, the damage may be done on us yelling at Frogboy J. Fig, unfortunately.
Really?
Because we know how he brought up that crock-a-blee conspiracy that Travis was planning all of this to get his podcast beefed up.
That's right. I mean, you
get $100 million. And then eventually dump Taylor Swift.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Well, now the shoe may be on the other foot because according to Radar Online, Taylor Swift is actually now being advised that it's time to dump Travis. Apparently, her people are saying she got booed at the Super Bowl. Not good for the image that the Travis Kelce train has come to an end for the positive PR. So the damage may be done, my friend. Yeah. I don't know how this is going to go.
Yeah.
But according to reports from the rags online.
Whoa.
Damage is done.
A source close to the pair told, up until now, Taylor and Travis have been the ultimate power couple shining together in the limelight.
Mm-hmm.
But whispers are swirling that they may be that they've hit a bit of a snag. Apparently, her team is worried that they've been overselling the relationship. Sources say that it's been a tough pill to swallow for both of them, leading to some pressure to keep their work lives separate. Travis, who's been basking in the glow of his romance with Taylor, has caught some backlash for not giving his full focus to his team, and the vibe seems to be shifting, and insiders suggest both stars may need to safeguard their brands.
Okay.
Hold on. Wait. I feel like if anyone is overselling, it has to be him, because he always mentions her on his podcast.
Right?
Am I
right?
Here's what I would say.
That's what the damage is done.
Come! Here's what I would say.
So good.
The damage is done, my friend.
First of all, she's already there. He's about done.
Her brand can't get higher.
Right.
Also, some booing is not going to do anything.
He's about done. Mm-hmm. So, in a year or two, it'll be a totally different circumstance, and they want her support staff want her to get rid of it now?
Yeah.
So if she takes their advice, then it would be a knock on her because maybe it wasn't that good to start off with.
Mm.
And it's easily. But if they have a real relationship, then.
I find this ridiculous.
Right.
Why?
100% ridiculous.
I don't know.
This is just clickbait. This is just clout. This is not.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Jay Fig, you have
I
to.
Don't see this
they said Giselle got booed too.
Giselle
Taylor
did get booed.
Taylor Swift gets booed constantly, okay?
Does she?
All the time.
When?
Never seen her get booed before.
Are you serious?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Or Kelsey? There's always someone who has to hate on her and her success, okay?
People hating, but has an arena or a stadium booed her?
All the time.
When?
It's always happened. Every time she's there, they boo her. I don't think so, J-Fig.
Yes.
All the time.
No.
And you know
what's crazy?
It's the same people that don't stop talking about her.
Hold on, though. I'm gonna counter this. When the video went very viral at the Super Bowl of her going, boo! And Taylor Swift was on the
shocked.
Jumbotron, and she's like looking, stunned that she's getting booed.
The way I took that is because she was just focusing on the game.
Don't forget, it was Philly fans.
And also,
well, she turned her back on them.
Turned her back.
Why? Because she's from Philly?
She was a Philly fan. She was an Eagles fan.
She was affiliated.
Okay.
See what I did there?
They're not reasonable people.
Anyway.
Right. So you. Which point?
Anyway.
That's the point.
She was focusing. And obviously she's not going to have like someone tell her like, oh, hey, by the way. Like she's not going to always know when you're on the Jumbotron.
It's her people who are worried.
When she heard booing, she instantly was like, okay, hold on. Am I on camera?
So first of all, if you're in sports.
And that's it.
You spend half your life getting booed anyway. So it's no knock on.
That does nothing for her,
Kelsey,
okay?
whatsoever.
Okay, but it's not Kelsey's people who are worried. It's Tay Tay's.
That's because they're not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they're fine.
What do you think? It's all bleeps and grins the whole life?
Okay.
Tay Tay, she's been on top. But as we've seen.
Everybody loved Adele. Then she came out with that album, and you even said.
Well, she just lost her fastball. And, Tay Tay's last album was no first prize, as number one fan over here said.
After taking months
to listen to it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Months.
Don't do that to me.
Yeah,
And as we've seen recently with that idiot that he supports,
which one?
You could be the top performer in the world and then all of a sudden wipe off the planet.
Well, hold on, number one album, back baby, we're back.
Name a song.
Nokia.
Who?
Nokia. Right,
you'll see.
Yeah.
Is that about a car?
No.
No, that's a phone.
I mean, it's like you used to call me on
my cell phone.
Look, he's so washed he can't get
part two of Hot
new content.
It's part two of Hotline.
He was sold on, though. Wasn't Drake at WWE this weekend in Canada and they were too embarrassed to even put him on the Jumbotron?
No.
I think that's what happened.
He's incognito. He's working on the next album.
Dude, I
what do you got for damages done, Leroy, besides the fact that you're going to get, just smited this Lent?
No, I'm not. I'm telling you. But I'm going to be a better me.
We put up a guy during the break on NFL Network.
No!
And Leroy was breaking it down like he was breaking down the Wildcat. He goes, how is his waist and his hips like that? They seem to meet at a strange place.
Oh, my goodness.
He was basically built like a beach ball. Okay. With arms and legs.
Who do you consider perfect? May I ask?
Huh?
What is like your...
Sofia Vergara.
No! The thing is that everybody has beauty in them.
Well.
Everybody.
I try to find the beauty in
everybody. Everybody. Did you say the booty?
The beauty. Why would I say that? You're not going to make it.
Wait a minute. Spirit Leroy's even doubt me.
You're not
going to. She's like... Mm-mm. No chance. So here's what. So I'm driving to work, and you know how the traffic was a little hectic this morning.
Sure.
And I pull up next to a car that the lady's putting her makeup on.
Oh my God!
And doing the self-drive thing.
Yeah. With the Tesla?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
So.
Isn't that what it's for?
So the car was driving.
No!
No, it's not.
The people are zooming by her, and she's in the fast lane.
Oh, man.
So, I'm like...
Okay.
I'm like... And nothing. Right?
Yeah.
So.
They were got off his car.
No. So I pulled in front of her.
Oh, God.
And slammed on the brakes.
Oh, God.
And made the Tesla, you know.
Why would you do that? What if it malfunctions?
She's supposed to be over.
One day, God forbid, you're going to get in a car accident.
No, I'm not.
You keep trying to prove your day.
No, I'm not. I'm not going to get in an accident.
I hope not.
Because she should be driving and not doing her damn makeup in traffic.
So you trust her to brake?
I literally had the same thing happen to me this morning.
Can't trust her.
No,
to
the car will automatically stop.
That's insane.
And it makes you go to manual.
What if she didn't have that feature?
You can't have one without the other.
What if she bought a Timu Tesla?
No, they're like the whole self driving thing she bought a Tesla? Is an extra. Like you have to pay more.
I know, but if you have the self driving thing, you have the whole package. If she was doing her makeup, I knew she had the package.
No. Because there's a girl this morning who was tailgating me and trying to go real quick when I was going like 2 miles per hour, and she was doing her makeup, looking in the mirror, and that was no self-driving car.
What do you have today, Jennifer?
I'm saying is pay attention on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are very angry.
No, I'm not. It's a courtesy thing.
How could you feel this way the day after the Panthers just kicked the crap out of the Lightning?
It is a courtesy thing.
Well, because I don't want to do another Blue Chew commercial. Like you guys have been doing, talking about the Panthers.
Mm. It's been sexy though, dude.
Ew, for who?
Hockey. You were risking his life to be.
Yeah, it was
no, I'm two, not.
2-1 feels to. That's how we like it.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them.
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Be petty? There was no risk.
That is how I like it, Nico.
That is a risk.
No, it's not. The car automatically stops, and it makes you have to drive it.
Minus one.
Sure. For me?
No, you guys are quibbling.
Minus one.
JFig, what do you got for damage?
No, this isn't damage. You guys got me angry.
Okay.
Marcos? I'm playing bumper cars to prove a point. I'm not. Nobody's hitting nobody.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do.
It is a risk you are taking.
Here. Self-driving car, when something stops, the car stops, and it makes you drive.
Why are you relying on technology like this?
Mm. Why is she? Nobody's questioning her. She's doing her makeup and driving.
You're boxing yourself in here.
No, I'm not.
Yeah,
you really had no reason to prove a point there. You could have just moved on with your day.
The point had to be proved.
You could have just
gone on.
Do you think it was
maybe
proven?
Maybe flicked her off.
Did you notice, like, was she like, oh, and then she like have a clown lipstick like that went up like this because you did that?
Huh?
Like when she did stop short, did she have like clown lipstick that went like this?
No, the car stopped. She had to grab the steer wheel and drive. Okay. That's all I wanted. Drive your own damn car.
You don't
car.
Think she went right back to
automatic?
Automatic?
Unfortunately.
No. No chance. Because no I kept chance. Going.
So you kept doing this.
Yeah.
You're a bastard.
Then she got over. She got over in the other lane, and I went.
You feel proud of yourself?
Justice served.
How were you driving if you were clapping?
Hmm?
How were you driving if you were clapping?
With my knee.
Boxed him.
I boxed you in twice.
You've been boxed.
Wait, I was like this.
I hope she saw you.
A couple claps.
She needed this.
Then I grabbed the wheel back.
You're not going to last 40 days. You're not going to last 40 days. There's no. I don't.
What
I don't
are
think,
you talking about?
I don't
about?
Think you're going to last 4 days.
Really?
Four no. minutes.
I'm going to last
4 minutes.
All 40 days.
Okay.
Dude. Not one little.
No.
Rotund pork. Nothing.
Jennifer.
No Chubbs McGee. Nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Chunky 52.
Jennifer, nothing. What do you have for damages
I
done?
Literally
wait.
Just
when
that.
Did he play the cat?
It's Marcos' turn.
All right.
They play him tomorrow.
Damn.
Niang's on the Hawks now, though.
No. Oh, he's on the Hawks.
Okay. Are you going to get triggered if I put this picture on?
Ooh. By the way, I got to admit, that's AI.
I got to tell you. Just.
Are you going to get triggered if I post this? I don't
know. Why is he? Oh, I can talk about teeth.
Teeth are on the table.
Teeth are on the table.
Teeth are on the table.
But no.
Yeah. It's shaming.
First of all.
No. See, this, you always
fat
do this.
Shame.
This is
what are you talking about?
You always do this, Jennifer. You always.
You said he cannot
no,
shame.
Jennifer, this is
no,
a,
it was fat shaming.
Fat shaming? Jennifer,
it's a this is a classic JFig.
So what if I put this on the screen?
You. Yeah, that's fat shaming.
Looks pretty good there, though.
But when you. When you. Whenever we come up with parameters, you always seem to cast a wider net than what it is.
I don't think so.
You do.
I don't.
And it's fat shaming and them's the rules, but no wiggle room out of the fat shaming where he can't just go to wardrobe or anything like that. Teeth have nothing
so
to do with that.
It's only fat shaming.
Yes.
I don't like this.
Well, really?
See, that's there's no pleasing her.
No.
Yeah. No.
All right, we ran out of time. We can't do damage for you guys. I'm sorry. But technically, she berated you. So.
I know.
Frogboy, did you have anything?
Yeah, it's okay, though.
All right. Okay. Take a break. We got to get to the other side. Back after this.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.